So great to be learning together, Sharei Oraz, Shuvah for the women. Now, being that we've passed Purim, people are already starting to think of Pesach. So I'm just going to share something I like to say to the Sharei Oraz women every year, and that is three basic rules to make Pesach reasonable and normal. And it should not take more than 5 hours of preparing for Pesach. No more than 5 hours. Make it reasonable. We want to have bitter herbs at the Seder. We shouldn't be bitter people at the Seder. And I'm going to quote from Chazal, the Gemara, and the Mishnah, three basic rules that makes it for a much more reasonable Pesach. Number one, the first Mishnah, Masechta Pesachim, says, Makom shelo machnisim sham chametz, en sham bedikah. In a place you never bring chametz, there's no chiyuv bedikah. You do not have to check for chametz. You want to do spring cleaning? Do spring cleaning. Don't call that Pesach preparations. Nothing to do with Pesach preparations if to go so far. Now, it's one thing that was what was done in the old country, people from the grandparents, the great-grandparents. But that's one thing when they had houses that not our size, at much smaller houses, much fewer possessions. It was easier for them to inspect every little nook and cranny. But for us, only a place, machnisim chametz, follow the ikaridim. We don't need the chumrah. We don't need the excessive stringency, the extra stringency, if it's going to make us so bitter and communicate to the children a resentment, chas v'shalom, of Pesach. So only, and I hope you enjoy the pitter-patter of my grandson in the background here, the happy sounds. So we only look for chametz, clean for chametz in a place, machnisim chametz, we put chametz. Number one. Number two, the Gemara says, pirurei lo chashive, that crumbs don't matter. If it falls to your food, it matters, but crumbs do not matter. Meaning that you do not violate the prohibition to own chametz. Lo yireh lecha chametz only applies if it is something chashuv, if it is something significant. But Peirei, the Gemara in Pesachim, the first parak, tells us, lo chashivei, do not matter. For this reason, Ravadi writes, you do not have to inspect your svarim that you use year-round for chametz. Now, it's one thing, you don't want to keep those svarim around when you be eating near food. You know, okay, you keep it far away from food on Pesach, because any of the crumbs fall to the food. Chametz oser b'mashehu, even if a little bit of a crumb falls in, but that's if it falls into the food, so keep it with the svarim, far away from the food. But just in terms of violating the isur of chametz, so violating the isur of chametz, of owning chametz, of violation of owning chametz, only significant chametz, not crumbs. That's number two. And number three, also makes life a lot easier, is realize that if something's not roi l'achilat kelev, if something is not suitable for canine consumption, for a dog to eat, it's not considered to be a problem of chametz. It's something very important to bear in mind. It just helps keep things very much in perspective, how far that you have to go. And let's put it this way, a caustic cleaner that it's poisonous and people have to worry about that being chametz is way overboard. And so many other things that people go way overboard, soap or even shampoo, even they say it's from beer. It's not roi l'achilat kelev by any stretch of the imagination, and therefore no need to worry. So let's keep it to 5 hours of preparation for Pesach. We don't have to go overboard, and we should be with samachta b'chagecha. We should be enjoying the chagim, and that's the message that we need to communicate for the next generation as well, of enjoying the chagim, enjoying preparing for the chagim. Wishing everybody a great day and a great kickoff to the Pesach preparation season.